Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with new executive director of the Indianola YMCA, Heather Hewlin.
The interim tag has been taken off, and Heather Hewlin has been named the executive director of the Indianola YMCA. I guess, what was your first reaction when you knew that you would be taking over full-time?
Super excited. I absolutely am excited for just the why and the community opportunity that I am excited about bringing to our facility and for our staff and for our members. You know, I've been here since we opened, and even in my interview process, I was telling the search committee that I feel a huge sense of responsibility for the why. I know how much it means to the community. It took like 15 years for us to be here, and it took the partnerships, it took the competitive swim partnership to come in, and it just means a lot to have a facility like ours in the community where people of all ages and all income levels can be here and enjoy what we have to offer and all the opportunities that we bring. When I come to work each day, I'm fortunate because number one, I'm able to work in town and I love Indianola. I moved around a lot as a kid and I really, really as an adult appreciated the fact that Indianola is home to me and it means a lot to me. It's very important that I give back to the community, and through my work here at the Y, I feel like the Y's goals and focus align with my own. And so the value of providing opportunities for others and strengthening our community just really means a lot to me, and it's very much a passion of mine. So it's almost not like work. It's almost just like doing what I really feel is important and what I like doing.
What was the kind of journey like from when you started here, member engagement director, to interim, now to executive director?
Right.
Kind of talk about what you learned throughout all that.
I actually started as a member service coordinator.
Okay.
So that role, I was overseeing just simply the Welcome Center staff. And then I moved on to member engagement director, which that oversaw Learn and Play also, just really anything that overlaps with membership. And in each of those roles, and really any part of my life, I feel relationships are really, really important. And I value the relationships that I have with my staff team very much because everybody kind of brings their own thing to the table. Everybody has their own strengths. And in the end, everybody works together as a team and we're able to deliver what I feel is a good service. And the Y is just it's a fun place to be. You know, when people come in here, they're coming in here with a health goal in mind, or they just need to be social and be around others. And so people are generally happy when they're here. And so it's exciting to know that as my roles progressed, I think I had a better understanding of how we impact lives. I started understanding a little bit more about the Y. I hadn't worked with I had a Y experience as a kid, you know, for swimming lessons, but really, really didn't understand the true impact and how we transform people. And that could be anywhere from, you know, a senior who's lost a spouse and feeling very lost, not having a whole lot of interaction with others. And so we have people that come in that maybe don't even work out. They're here just for the social aspect of it. And so the one thing that I really, truly understand, I feel, is the pride I feel knowing that we are offering just a lot of great things for people, and we're here. We're just here to serve the community, make the community better. And I honestly believe that our work that we do by being here each day and then also through the annual campaign, when we're able to raise dollars to make sure that those opportunities are available for all, not just for people that can afford it, it's nice to know that we are doing those things.
What's your vision for the Indianola YMCA now that you are the executive director? What do you want the Y to be?
One of the things that is really, really important for me is what I had mentioned earlier. When the Y came to be and it was finally, you know, the bond issue was passed and we were going to happen, that relationship was formed out of partnerships. Partnerships with Simpson College, partnerships with the school district, partnership with the city, including Parks and Rec. And so I think it's really, really important for us to bring those parties together and build that relationship and see what can we do together to make sure that we're serving our community the best way that we can. There are certain things that, you know, we have partnership with Simpson, so we have Simpson students that work here. There's lots of things that we can be doing that we haven't quite done yet. And so it's nice to be able to know that, okay, we're here, we've got all the parties at the table, but now what can we do to take this a little bit further to better our community and figure out where the gaps are? You know, what are some things that we can be doing with the school district, with Parks and Rec, and just being very community-minded to reach outside of just within our walls, but within our whole community outside of the facility. That's a big goal of mine, and I think that's something that will help us just reach more people that don't come in here. There's lots of things that we can do to help better lives, even if they're not a member.
Thanks to Heather Hewlin for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.